This is an executive summary of retail rights, malls, strip centers and net lease, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Retail rights own the shopping real estate where consumers spend money in person, but retail is not one thing. The sector spans enclosed regional malls, open-air strip and shopping centers, often anchored by a grocer, and single-tenant net lease buildings leased to one credit tenant on a long, bond-like contract. These formats face very different futures. E-commerce has pressured commodity malls hardest, while grocery-anchored, necessity-based, and experiential retail have proven more resilient. For an investor, the label retail right says less than the underlying format, tenant mix, location, and lease structure. This guide explains the main types of retail rights, contrasts malls with strip centers, describes net lease retail, examines e-commerce pressure versus resilience, and lays out how to evaluate a retail right by tenant mix, location, occupancy, and anchor health. These are general sector observations, not buy recommendations. Demand and outlook vary by property and market. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results, and you should verify current conditions with your advisor. Retail is one piece of the wider right picture, and for the full view you can see our private right pillar guide. Retail rights are best understood by format, because the formats behave differently. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.